Monday night, Chavis Halvavis.
Tachon Chavis Halvavis. Perek Revi'i. And we're up to page Kuf Nun Gimel. And we're moving along now, we're moving into the next area of exhibiting bitachon when it comes to different areas of life. How the Baal bitachon, what's the mindset of the Baal bitachon, what should be the Baal bitachon's attitude, mindset, feeling, how to approach it, what do you have bitachon about, what don't you have bitachon about. So we had about basic life, and we had about becoming wealthy, having more than what you need. We talked about bitachon regarding relationships, your friends, your enemies, your employees, your employers, people who are out to get you, people who want favors from you, people who you want favors from. That was number three. And number four, he moved into the area of mitzvahs, and he really taught us some fundamental things about bechira and bitachon, and what you have bechira on, that's your area. And he says, you know, you're not allowed to have bechira. You're not allowed to have bitachon when it comes to bechira. But he explains what part of doing a mitzvah you definitely need bitachon in. Avobir achela kachamishi, number five. So we're moving along. There were seven things on the list, and now he's up to number five on page Kuf Nun Gimel, the beginning of the paragraph. Avobir achela kachamishi. We're still dealing with mitzvahs, just like number four. But number four was mitzvahs that only you were involved in. You're davening, you're learning, taking a lulav, things that only you're involved in. Now, there's an area in and of itself, is chovos ha'ivorim, Asher to'alton v'nizkon, the toelos of doing it, or the nezek of not doing it, over min ha'odom luzulaso. Someone else is in the picture too. Kegon hatstaka, giving staka, v'matonos, giving presents. I don't know what he means. Matonos might mean matnos kahuna. He's talking about mitzvahs. V'afotzos ha'chochma, teaching Torah. So teaching Torah means there's someone else involved. V'atzivui lehetiv, teaching people what's right and what's wrong, maybe giving tochacha, maybe giving a Torah shir and teaching them. V'azora l'ra, warning people away from evil. V'chazoras ha'pikdonos. U'chemitzos ha'sodos, keeping a secret. You're not allowed to violate someone's trust in you. So again, these are all things that are nogeya someone else. There's another person in the picture. V'adibur hanoa. Dibur Hanoe, talking correctly, appropriately. Vasiyas HaChesed, obviously doing Chesed with someone else. Vakibat HaHorim, Vachazores HaToim Al Hashem, being Makarev people, teaching them the right way. Umatan Eitzah Hogenes Livnei Odom, L'derech HaKshavosom, and giving a proper and appropriate and correct Eitzah to someone that needs an Eitzah, what to do. V'hachanina al chalusheihem, to have rachmonos, to have pity, to be concerned with the weaker segments of society. The Torah always talks about the yosom and the almono and the ger, the people who don't have like a natural constituency to stick up for them. Maybe they don't have family, maybe they don't have any, like no one really cares about them. So that's his list is an education in itself. For Achmonos Aleim, and having Achmonos on them, Usvilas Eivosom Ve'esha To Me'irom L'mishmas Hashem. This is not much like funny. Being Sovel, the enmity and the resentment that people feel when you try to teach them right and wrong. So that's also on this list. It's also like a mitzvah, you have to do that, and you have to be sovel their anger, their resentment. L'shadlam, to try to talk them into doing mitzvahs in a nice way, Uliyoram, to scare them, Bahavtochos, either with the promise of reward, Uviyuidim. So all these things, he covered the whole gamut from A to Z. Mitzvahs that have to do with someone else. From giving tzedakah, to teaching Torah, to giving Musar, to keeping a secret, everything. So what's he going to say here? V'hu, v'hine, ha'ofen ha'nochon hu, l'ftoach al Hashem yisale b'chol zeh. So really, it's basically, he starts off saying, everything I said in number four is true here also. You're dealing with a mitzvah, so you have to make the bechira, and that's up to you. I'm not going to help you with that. And you have to come up with the game plan, how this is going to work. It's up to you. And then you have B'tochem Hashem, that it should work out.
How is this different than the first year?
You mean the fourth, I assume.
The third was just talking about relationships. If I have, how I should act another person.
How is it like it? That was total B'tochem Hashem. Here you have Bechira. You have to do it. Let's learn what he says. Let's learn what he says. The question is, why is it different than the fourth? He starts with saying it's the same as the fourth. You're dealing with a mitzvah, so you have to make a choice and do the right thing, and you have to plan how you're going to do it, and you have to be talking to Hashem that it all works out okay. Then he takes it further, obviously, or else he wouldn't have made it a separate thing on the list. To have the bitachon that you have, meaning in the third level, I'll call it. You have to plan out all these things. For that, you can't have bitachon. And you have to choose what you're going to do. And then you have to do your best, and you have to have bitachon and Hashem that it's all going to work out. This is really, we're talking about mitzvahs here, so really it's the same as the fourth, the number four on the list, what we just went through, what we just learned. But now, there's an added twist here that you have to be careful about. That's why he made it a separate thing on the list. There's an added aspect to the dynamic. Yourself, Hashem, there's another factor here. And that's a factor that he says many times throughout the Sefer, and obviously he holds, not obviously, in the Chavis HaLovis' world, it occupies a major place in the development of a person's character. It's like major. And that is the purity of thought. That you're not doing it so that someone else should like you, and you're not doing it so that someone else should hold of you, and you're not doing it so that someone else should give you kavod, or think of you in a nice way, or think of you, wow, look at that guy. You have to do it purely lishma. So that's what he says. That's the added thing here, is that you have to be careful about that. Since you're dealing with people, so you have to, and you're helping people, and you're giving them etzes. So you have to banish all thoughts that they're going to be beholden to you now, or that they're going to think you're a smart guy, and they're going to praise you, and they're going to, oh, what can I do for you? You have to get rid of that. That's why he made it another thing on the list. Tashib, you have to have all the thoughts of number four, and Tashib Mutelos Aleinu, you have to just pound into your head and your psyche that even though you're involved with other people and you have to be nice to them and you can't be not nice to them and all of the things we just learned, but it's mutela solenu, it's obligatory upon us, only because it's Hashem's will. This is how Hashem wants us to live. And it's really between you and Hashem, so to speak. It's something that Hashem said is a mitzvah. You're not doing it for the thank you. You're not doing it so that people should honor you, respect you, look up to you, get a good shidduch for your children. You'll be socially you know, you'll be able to get your kids into schools. You have to banish all such thoughts from your head. Lo kedei lehishtabeach uluskabed b'neihem, not in order to get kavod or praise from people, v'lo lekabel gemul mehem, and not to receive reciprocity from them, v'lo lehismanos b'rosh aleihem, not in order to get a shtela, oh, they'll give me a position, they'll make me head of the, I don't want to say, plenty of organizations in town, oh, they'll make me the head of such and such an organization, they'll see I help people, and they see I'm there, so when it comes to a certain position, I'll get it. The yifta, oh, you don't do that. Rather, the yifta chal Hashem, you have been talking in Hashem that what you are trying to do will work out. That's number three. That's the third level. Follows mashachosav lasus mehem kifi masherotzu lefon of yisalem. Whatever Hashem wants, you hope that Hashem wants you to be able. Guy, yes, sir, do me a favor. Talk to kach and kach. Talk to so and so that he should let me do so and so. So your first thought and your second thought and your third thought should not be, okay, what's in this for me? I'm going to do him a favor. He's a powerful person. He's going to pay me back. He's going to forget all those things. You have to figure out what to do and have bitachon that Hashem is going to make you successful because you're trying to do His will. And this is His will, so you hope you'll be successful. Just like in number four, the Chavis Halvavos insisted that you daven for success. So here also he repeats it. After you've poured out your heart to Hashem and you said, please let this be successful, let this work, let my Eitzah be a good Eitzah, let what I'm trying to do happen. That's okay. Let's stop here.